Dreamscape presents The Locket by Kate Chopin, narrated by Susie Bernice. The Locket. Chapter 1. One night in autumn, a few men were gathered about a fire on the slope of a hill. They belonged to a small detachment of Confederate forces and were awaiting orders to march. Their gray uniforms were worn beyond the point of shabbiness. One of the men was heating something in a tin cup over the embers. Two were lying at full length a little distance away, while a fourth was trying to decipher a letter and had drawn close to the light. He had unfastened his collar and a good bit of his flannel shirt front.
"What's that you got around your neck, Ned?" asked one of the men lying in the obscurity.
Ned, or Edmund, mechanically fastened another button of his shirt and did not reply. He went on reading his letter.
"Is it your sweetheart's picture?"
"'Tain't no gal's picture," offered the man at the fire.
He had removed his tin cup and was engaged in stirring its grimy contents with a small stick.
"That's a charm. Some kind of hoodoo business that one of them priests gave him to keep him out of trouble. I know them Catholics. That's how come Frenchie got promoted and never got a scratch since he's been in the ranks. Hey, French, ain't I right?"
Edmund looked up absently from his letter.
"What is it?" he asked.
"Ain't that a charm you got round your neck?"
"It must be, Nick," returned Edmund with a smile. "I don't know how I could have gone through this year and a half without it."
The letter had made Edmund heartsick and homesick. He stretched himself on his back and looked straight.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?